Best Western near Stanley Park, and we had to get back from the comedy club back to the Best Western. We had this old beat-up Mazda, a combat car back then, and so I'm driving the darn Mazda back from the comedy club, and I think I probably had maybe three beers over the course of maybe 4 hours because there was a bunch of comics. And then so, this long before GPS and cell phones, so I'm heading toward the hotel, and I enter this RCMP roadblock, right? And they got these flashlights pointed at everybody, you know, like that. And so they go, first thing they ask me when I roll down the window, have you had any drink tonight? And my wife or the passenger, she says, we're just trying to get to the hotel. And they go, what hotel? I said, the Best Western. And they go, it's over this way. And we just drive on through. I thought, damn, that could have changed a lot differently.
Oh, saying the right things. Well, I guess they're trained to detect the tone of people's voice and their honesty and all that sort of thing. Oh, boy, roadblocks. I haven't been through one of them for a long, long time. I don't know if, I guess they're doing it in some places, not the places that I go through, so I don't know. Yep, that's how it was.
Here in America, they are illegal.
Roadblocks. Well, for drinking and driving?
Yes, because there's no probable cause to stop everybody in traffic. You know, so you're pulling over a bunch of innocent people to hope that you get a few guilty ones.
Oh, yeah, that is the case. Yeah, of course, that's what you're doing. Yeah, stopping everybody. Guilty until proven innocent. Oh, well, they seem to get away with it here.
Anyway, the easiest thing is not to drink and drive.
Yeah, it's so simple. And, of course, there's the texting and talking on cell phone distracted driving thing too. They had a roadblock just the other day and they nabbed about 200 and something drivers caught doing that, which is a big no-no too. And the simple way of not getting caught is simply by not doing it. If I'm going to do something, text or talk on the phone, I just pull into a quiet side street and park, or into a parking lot and do it there. You can't get in trouble for doing that.
I actually got rear-ended about 16 years ago, coming back from another comedy club, mind you, in Seattle this time. And I was getting back on the freeway across Lake Washington on Highway 520, and I was merging. And then I got back in the right lane, so now I was moving in the regular flow of traffic. And then somebody cut in front of me that was also on the same on-ramp. They were trying to get in front of me instead of just waiting their turn. And then a girl behind me in a small red Honda compact car rear-ended me, right? And she was texting, right? And it did a little bit of damage to my back bumper, but no one got hurt. I had my girlfriend in the car at the time. Like I said, we were coming back from a comedy club, just heading home. It's like, sheesh. And then the woman that did it, she called me the next day. She goes, are you okay? And me, knowing what I don't know about the law, because I've been doing this for 23 years, as I was reluctant to say, I said, yeah, but it's only the first day. Reserving all my rights to sue you after the fact, right? But I didn't. Everything worked out okay.
Oh, boy, there was texting that far back. Distracted driving. When did texting start? When iPhones came out in about 2008, 2009, thereabouts. There wasn't anything like that happening before that, I don't think. Thinking back on all of that, I guess. When you're talking on your radio, amateur radio, that's a different story. That's on a transceiver. talking into a microphone. I guess that's not the same as talking into a cell phone.
I take this back. This would have been about 2003, because I remember the vehicle I had back then, and I got it when I moved in this house in 2003. So they had flip phones back then, because I remember I bought both my kids who were still in school back then, one in middle school, one in high school, flip phones. So that's how they texted. I thought, why do you got to hit, you know, I have one button, had three different letters, just like on a telephone, right? It's like, so if you want to hit the I, you have to go G-H-I, right? It takes you forever to send a text message. But anyway, that's what this young girl was doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a cell phone, flip phone, quite recently, before they gave me a bigger one, because when they switched to, what was it? G4 instead of G3. And, yeah, flip phone. And, yeah, you had to do that. Yeah, they had the multiple letters for one number. Yeah, ABC and so on, you know, like the old rotary phones had. Because there's only 10 numbers and 20 letters in the alphabet. And, yeah, they were like that. And you had to text that way. You had to press multiple times for some letters.
And the weird thing is, was that particular night, as soon as the van cut in front of me and I knew I had slam on my brakes, I immediately looked in my rearview mirror and I saw this car coming toward me that did not look like they were stopping. And I thought, oh my gosh, she ain't going to stop. Brace for impact, because I had my girlfriend in the passenger seat, and all of a sudden, bam. But we were only going about maybe 35, 40 miles an hour, but still. And I was driving a compact Chevy Blazer SUV.
Oh boy. Yep. A little bit of a surprise. Yeah, these things happen, but they are cracking down on it. You know, the fines and the penalty points and all that, they increased it quite a bit from what it was, so don't know if it's a big deterrent, but that's what they're doing. Oh, yeah. Anybody else on frequency? I wonder. We had Greg in Mount Vernon, James, Tango Golf, on the other side of the ocean there. Crofton, Duncan area, and Merlin, I don't know if he's finished his culinary activities in the kitchen.
So last night, Michelle, Johnny's other half, I think she's Johnny's other half, UJM, was running the check in the chat net, and the question was, what makes your day every day? And so I told him that I like to wake up, check on my plants that I'm growing, all my different exotic flowers and things like that, but also play music. But lately, I've been watching these two women in a sailboat, live stream on YouTube. They're sailing across the Atlantic Ocean, and one of them's name is Mara, M-A-R-I, you know, M-A-R-A, and the other one's name is Gabby, G-A-B-I, so Mara and Gabby sailing across the Atlantic, and they don't show their present position, but you can see the wind speed, the average wind angle, the course over ground, the speed over ground, 7.4 knots right now, but that's about 190-something miles a day. Right, and you can see the direction the wind's coming from, and right now it's nighttime because they're 7 hours ahead of us, so it's what, 6:30 in the morning, almost? But anyway, just these women got such courage to go that many miles in like a 20-something, 30-foot sailboat.
Oh, yeah, I was tuned in there last night, the check-in and chat. Yep. I was there, and I heard the talk about that. Yeah, Amazing what they did and how they did it. Yeah, I heard her checking in on this frequency just before we started talking here. And nobody came back to her. She just gave her call sign and said, monitoring, and then that was it. Nobody came back. And then you guys started talking, James and yourself and somebody else. Check in and chat. Oh yeah, there'll be another one tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Same time slot. Sunday Night Nets. There's another one about 9 o'clock called the Sunday Night Wild Card Nets. I'm a regular checking into that one too. One of the later nets. Most of the nets around here are 7, 7.30, and 8 o'clock. And that's the only one that's at 9, and then Merlin and I do the one at 10. Liven up the airwaves in the later evening hours.
Yeah, good evening. V7 COJ.
Oh, big years out there in Radio Land. Rootin', tootin', Newton.
Yeah. Hey, John. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, we're just babbling on idle chit-chat, nothing important.
Yeah, I just was nodding off here. My cat woke me up.
Meow!
I do that sometimes. I'll be in front of the computer screen and oak, clunk, and I'm out. Have a little nap. Anyway, put the radio on, and there you guys were.
Yeah. Saturday Night Live. The SNL Net.
Yeah, listening to you guys a bit there. And, yeah, the last night, yeah, the check-in and chat, I heard a bit of that. Participated a little bit, I believe, and, but, yeah, it was, cripes, it was about 1:30 in the morning by the time I went to bed.
Oh, boy. Oh, there was a record broken today.
What was that?
The Rainbow Country Net. Remember how the record was 185? Guess what? It hit 190, 190 today.
Wow. That was, Brad was doing that.
Yeah, it was Brad. BWX. VA7BWX. I happened to be tuned in at the tail end of the net there, and I just thought I'd listen in, and you know, later missed check-ins, and they just kept on coming. It hit 185 and then 186, later missed, and then there was more. It hit 190. Holy smokes, 10 more and it would have broken the 200 mark. I wonder if they'll ever get that far, but it's 190 now, 190.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I guess Brad attracts a lot of people. I don't know. Maybe he's, who knows? But I think there's a lot of new hams. There's quite a few newer people getting into it now, I think.
Yeah, I noticed that. A lot of newcomers, new kids on the block. You know, Brad and I were talking about that. Not on the Rainbow Net, but just later on when it was quiet. And I brought up the subject of a net for new hams. There was a net, actually, for new hams. It was called the GOTA Net. That stood for Get on the Air. It was on the Surrey repeater at 8 o'clock on Thursday nights. I don't know what happened to it, but it was designed for just new hams, newcomers, just to get the feel of talking on the radio and holding down your push to talk and just talking to people, checking into nets, and it was designed for new hams. And I was talking with Brad about that, and you could call it, don't give it different names, the New Hams Net, the Get on the Air Net or the Net for New Hams Net. What would that abbreviation be? NFNH, Net for New Hams Net.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Never heard of that.
Yeah. To find somebody who could volunteer to do it and pick a day and a time slot. I guess you'd have to try not to have it clash